from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Twitch and YouTube wants to see Whitey.
Come on over here, Whitey, say hello.
What's up, Windy City?
Afternoons on the Score.
We got to get ready for these guys now. They got a hell of a young coach. He's an offensive-minded guy. He's coming here to wreck your ass.
It's John Gruden on Sean McVay. Now, I know Dan and Lawrence played some of Sean McVay on the Athletic Football Show with Robert Mays the other day. This clip that we're going to play in a second, they did not play on the show. And it was interesting about the quarterback evaluation because he obviously loves Matt Stafford. He won a Super Bowl with Matt Stafford. Stafford's a top, I don't know, 6 or 7 quarterback in the NFL. But it's worth just thinking about exactly, like, you've heard Sean McVay, great memory, was the youngest coach in the NFL until now Mike McDonald took over in Seattle. But Shane Waldron, the Bears offensive coordinator, was an assistant with Sean McVay. Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow's head coach with the Bengals, that he was there. Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings. Matt LaFleur, pretty high-profile one. This is a guy with a very significant coaching tree in the NFL. A lot of people are running a version of his offense. You couldn't make a list of top offensive minds in the NFL and get more than 3 deep with his name not being on it, right? You'd Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay. That would be everyone's big 3 in terms of offensive influence on the NFL today. And here he is on the Athletic Football Show discussing some of what makes Stafford special, but also just quarterback play in general.
I think one of the things that has crept up to me with guys who have really changed the game from that position, it's about being able to access things that maybe aren't the first read or the first option of the play. And that's consistently what he's able to give you. And I think that it's kind of made me rethink what we need out of the position. You don't need a guy who's necessarily going to be running around making a lot of plays outside the pocket. But if you don't have somebody who can access something outside of the basic structure of what you're doing, you're just going to be in a box that limits you a little bit too much against modern defense.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think the thing about these really good quarterbacks like our guy, their brain works so quickly where, you know, they're beating you with their brain and their physical abilities, and he can get through progressions. You know, you see these defensive coaches are doing such a good job of mixing up coverages and changing the math in a positive way, and whether you're getting 4 or 5 out, the guys that can get through and exhaust all eligibles, you know, those guys give you a chance. And Matthew certainly is one of those guys. And I think when you really look at these guys that are the elite players, they put pressure on the defense, and the guys that can beat you from the pocket, they exhaust progressions, they can eliminate quickly, and they're able to stay balanced. And when they do reset, they can maintain a base to be able to deliver the ball accurately with stuff at their feet, you know, because I think that's the biggest difference between when you watch college tape and you watch pro tape is I want to see what it looks like when the pocket's dirty.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, is the separator in this league. You show me a great quarterback and a guy that's played at a consistent, you know, Pro Bowl caliber level, you know, for a handful of years. I'll show you a guy that when he's getting an interior push or he's getting edges, he's got a feel to navigate the pocket, and he doesn't necessarily need a perfect platform to be able to accurately deliver the football on time and in rhythm. The days of really just having premier plays that you're just calling and you have a really high percentage of getting it, it's challenging. And there's certain situations where you have a chance to elicit that because of run-pass options. But these coaches are doing a really damn good job of making it really challenging on coaches. And then the most difficult position is the quarterback position. And any of these good coaches in the secondary, they say, make the quarterback decide post-snap and decipher things post-snap. And that's why I think it's really hard to ask them to do some of the things that I learned early on because of the landscape and where it's going. There's certain teams that might still play that are playing at a really high level, but there is a big uptick in some things where you're like, I don't know what that coverage is. And unless these routes distribute accordingly, it's not going to declare that anyways.
So obviously that's incredible stuff, but simply put, as we're evaluating Caleb Williams and saying, can he be one of those top tier guys? It's post-snap processing. Defenses are confusing. They're complicating things. They're shadowing coverage. They're disguising coverage, all of those things. Can you, when you snap the ball, if what you read pre-snap, right? Peyton talks about it all the time on the Manning Cast. You run guys in motion, you do audibles, you do check with me's, you do all these things to try to get as much information about a defense as you can before you snap the ball. But then when you snap the ball, you got to be sure that what you thought before the snap is still correct after the snap. And then if it isn't, you got to process it very quickly. And if it is, you go to your read. But so that post-snap processing, that's what is going to make these guys special or not. It's what Stroud was incredible at last year, even though he apparently struggled on the S2 test, which we talked to Josh Lucas about, which is supposed to measure that sort of aptitude, that clearly that test is complete garbage. Either that or his results are a complete outlier. So what happens when it doesn't go well? That play today in practice where he hits Tyler Scott in the back of the end zone, that's a play that went poorly. That play is not designed for that. And so that's why when Spiegs and I, he's like, Spiegs seems to want to be a little bit more play within structure, take what the defense is given to you, all that stuff. And that's all well and good if it's actually there. And like, I'm in agreement. Don't pass up singles. Singles are good. Hit your layups. Don't make mistakes. All of that. I'm totally with him. But the ability to have those oblique moments and turn them into something positive, because Stafford's not mobile. He's not mobile at all. He just can put the ball anywhere on the field at any time. And he can do it kind of like Roethlisberger used to be able to do it. Big, strong dude, doesn't go down easily. Guy can be, you know, at his ankles, and he could sidearm it. He could overhand it. He's tall enough that he can throw it over the offensive line. He can get the ball out quick. He can flick his wrist and throw it 55, 60 yards in the air. Like Stafford can put the ball anywhere he wants on the field from the pocket. Other guys like Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, they could put the ball anywhere they want, both from the pocket and on the run. Rodgers in his prime. And that's what you hopefully have with Caleb, because Caleb's not as big as Stafford. But if he's as good of a processor and he's accurate, I just thought that was great stuff. And Taney went through that whole podcast and we hear it, but we appreciate it. But like that is the type of thing that we'll be watching for Caleb. You want it to be a clean pocket, obviously. But when it isn't, does it work out? Texter's disappointed, by the way, that I didn't get that Office reference. I haven't seen the show. It's just that simple. I never saw the show. And I used to not really watch network TV, so I never saw it. I've seen a lot of really bad HBO shows, and so I didn't see The Office, didn't see Parks and Rec, didn't see all those basic cable
shows. There are shows that still hold up now. Like, you can take a break from watching whatever third-rate sport you watch when the kids go to bed and then watch, like, The Office or Parks and Rec.
I'm sure I would love it.
You would.
I'm sure I would.
You have the time. They're 20-minute episodes. Like, when you're getting ready in the morning,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm sure I would. It's a huge gap in my pop culture reference. Like, there's just a time in my life where I was like, oh, all the good shows are on HBO or Showtime. And so I didn't watch Parks and Rec. I didn't watch 30 Rock. I didn't watch The Office. I didn't watch any of those shows.
I mean, you need all three immediately.
All three immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. People sleep on 30 Rock, too. That...
The cast is amazing.
30 Rock's insane.
The cast is absolutely incredible. Insane. But yeah.
But so, Office still reigns supreme.
Oh yeah, no, you seem to clearly believe that. But it's not a popular opinion. Trust me, I know. It's
subjective.
Well, it's a big pop culture gap for myself, but I can at least I can explain why. Because I've seen some bad HBO shows just out of like loyalty to the brand. Like, I'm going to watch this show. I'm going to watch Hung. It's one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible.
God, the engineer in Kansas City doesn't care about us talking about Hung.
I chose the worst HBO show that I could think of
He's Kansas City folks, man. What did I tell you?
Oh, God.
All right, he just hung up, so I think he... Oh, no, he didn't. Maybe he could hear us talking about him. What's Hung about? Is it William Hung or about a guy with a large penis?
It's about that.
Both? Cool.
No.
The guy who played Mickey Mantle in the 61 movie is a male prostitute,
yes,
I believe.
Who's well endowed.
Were you a John from Cincinnati guy? Were you rolling with that?
I hate what he calls.
Yeah, I saw it.
I never saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not good. All right, I know. We'll get out of here. We got John Morosi coming up in about half an hour. I do want to talk about this Jeff Passan column because it's really going to complicate matters around this trade deadline, it seems. But we'll actually hear from Caleb Williams on the other side. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.